Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share more from God's Word today. To all who listen, we pray the Word will have success in your heart. We believe the Word of God provides the truth by which we should live our lives. It will direct all our relationships, bringing wonderful blessings into our homes and into our social life. Above everything else, God's Word taken into our hearts and lives will establish our relationship with our Creator. God the Father desires to share eternity with us. To make that possible, He sent Jesus to save us from sin. We lift up in prayer all who hear our programs. We invite you to join us as often as you can for every weekly program. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. These are the very first words of the Bible. And immediately, the record tells of God taking a dark, formless, and empty earth, filling it with light and life of every kind. We look and see the wonders of the natural world with all the variety, color, and beauty. God made it. He made it all. The Gospel of John begins with these following words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. This Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known. I have selected a few verses from the first 18 verses of the first chapter of John's Gospel account. And these words continue the account and the record of what was done by God in the beginning. To believe in these truths should fill our hearts and minds and our lives with an identity of our background. All who take God's Word as truth and factual are able to see life as a glorious creation. There is a divine purpose in all of life and a special place designed by our God for humanity. We come from God, are given life here on earth, and the hope of everlasting life in God's presence. So we know where we have come from, why we are here, and where we're going. The Word of God is provided for us to have all the guidance for the development of our spiritual life based upon God's love and grace. The Scriptures set before us the truth about God's love and the provisions He has made for us. From the beginning, God's desire and will has been for mankind to share in relationship with Him. However, man's sin, which is the transgression of God's will, separates us from the holiness of God. Through Christ Jesus and His atoning sacrifice, we can be cleansed of our sinfulness. This renewal is a spiritual rebirth. It is a new beginning. Just as God created the world in the beginning, He does the same in a sinner's life. And that's done through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. We are born again to live a new life. The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians of the church in the city of Rome about this renewal, and he reminds all these Christians about their new birth. Reading from Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 3. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. The purpose behind the apostles' teaching was to set in the mind of every disciple the truth about their commitment to live under the guidance of God's will. Grace was something they had all received, and by having received God's grace through the cleansing blood of Christ, we become a servant of righteousness. The new beginning at our baptism is a change from living to fulfill any sinful desires and to live to glorify God. This apostle has much to say in this portion of his letter to these Christians about living according to the Spirit as it guides us. All of us who have been convicted of our sins through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ need this reminder as we live by our faith. Our faith is not just a belief, it is a belief that gives us a whole new life. Motives are changed, decisions are based upon the truth and the fulfillment of God's will rather than on what we want. Our faith in Christ gives us a duty to obey the will of God. These are the basis of forming the new life that we begin when we first believed. When Jesus addressed the seven churches of Asia through the inspired pen of the Apostle John, the Lord Himself said to the church in Ephesus, "You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from where you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. The Lord Jesus knows how they and all of us have lived by our conviction to our faith in Him. Let us be God's people who honor and glorify Him by living by faith in the Lord Jesus, a faith that is guided through His Word as we follow the Spirit of truth each and every day.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. More than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.